Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 198. Today in this episode, we will learn about to ittemo, which means although I say, although one might say, although called. Now let's go. Noun plus to ittemo. Verb plain form plus to ittemo. Not adjective plus だと言っても Noun plus だと言っても This means although I say, although one might say, although called. This expression is used to downplay or add nuance to a statement. It introduces a contrast between what someone might expect from the first statement and the reality. Often translated as although I say,or even though it's called. It helps soften or qualify what was just said. For example, although I say I live in Japan, it's only been 6 months. To live in Japan is 住みます。T form plus います will be 住んでいます。日本に住んでいると言っても、6 months is 半年、半年。Only is だけ。日本に住んでいると言っても、まだ半年だけです。日本に住んでいると言っても、まだ半年だけです。Although it was a day off, I was just lazing around at home. Day off is 休み、休み。This is a noun. So after this, we can either use だと言っても、or と言っても休みと言っても laze around at home is 家でゴロゴロします家でゴロゴロします So I was just lazing around at home will be ゴロゴロしていただけです休みと言っても家でゴロゴロしていただけです休みと言っても家でゴロゴロしていただけですAlthough he's called a professional, he's still a beginner. Professional is プロ or professional. We often shorten this into プロ. This is a noun, so after this we can either use と言っても or だと言っても. プロだと言っても. Beginner is 新人, 新人.プロだと言ってもまだ新人です。プロだと言ってもまだ新人です。So as you could see, と言っても is used when there's a gap between what's expected and reality. It's common in daily conversation when someone wants to correct, clarify, or minimize a statement. It is often used when people want to sound humble or adjust expectations.Let's make some example sentences. Although he is said to be good at cooking, he can only make simple things. Good at cooking is 料理が上手です。料理が上手です。This is not adjective. So after this, it's either と言っても or だと言っても。彼は料理が上手だと言っても。Simple things is 簡単なもの。簡単なもの。He only does something is しか plus negative form. 簡単なものしか作れません。彼は料理が上手だと言っても、簡単なものしか作れません。彼は料理が上手だと言っても、簡単なものしか作れません。Although I say I can speak Japanese,It's just basic readings. Can speak Japanese is 日本語が話せます。So, plain form plus と言っても is 日本語が話せると言っても Greetings is 挨拶、挨拶。日本語が話せると言っても挨拶ぐらいです。日本語が話せると言っても挨拶ぐらいです。Although it's called a trip, It's just a day trip. Trip is 旅行旅行 This is a noun, so we can either use と言っても or だと言っても Day trip is 日帰り日帰り旅行と言っても日帰りです旅行と言っても日帰りです Although he's famous, it's only in his local area. Famous is 有名有名 This is not adjective, so we can either use と言っても or だと言っても Local area is 地元地元彼は有名と言っても地元だけです彼は有名と言っても地元だけです Although he's a student, he's already 30 years old. Student is 学生学生 This is a noun, so we can either use と言っても or だと言っても30 years old is 30歳30歳彼は学生だと言ってももう30歳です彼は学生だと言ってももう30歳です Even though I say I exercise every day, it's just light stretching. To do exercise is 運動します So doing it every day is 手フォームプラス言います毎日運動していると言っても Light stretching is 軽いストレッチ軽いストレッチ毎日運動してると言っても軽いストレッチだけです毎日運動していると言っても軽いストレッチだけです Even though they're rich, it doesn't mean they have free time. Rich is お金持ちお金持ち This is a noun, so we can either use と言っても or だと言っても Free time is 自由な時間自由な時間 It doesn't mean that is plain form plus とは限りませんお金持ちだと言っても自由な時間があるとは限りませんお金持ちだと言っても自由な時間があるとは限りません We can also use this expression in a daily conversation. This is a conversation between A and B. A says, So the project is finished. That's amazing. Project is finished is プロジェクトが終わりました。プロジェクトが終わったんですね。すごい。And then B says, Although I say it's finished, there are still some revisions left.Revisions is 修正修正 Something is still left is 残っています残っています終わったと言ってもまだ修正が残っています終わったと言ってもまだ修正が残っています Another conversation example A says Are you traveling this weekend? Sounds great Weekend is 週末週末週末は旅行に行きますか?いいですね。週末は旅行に行きますか?いいですね。And then B says, Although it's called a trip, I'm just going to a nearby hot spring. Nearby hot spring is 近くの温泉。近くの温泉。旅行といっても近くの温泉に行くだけです。旅行といっても近くの温泉に行くだけです。So today we learn about と言っても which means although I say, although one might say, although called. と言っても is used when there's a gap between what's expected and reality. It's common in daily conversation when someone wants to correct, clarify, or minimize a statement.It is often used when people want to sound humble or adjust expectations. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。